Derma Brown, lost his life on the Western Front in September 1915. Aged 21, he was the second son of Valentine, 5th Earl of Kinmare, and his wife, Elizabeth. Dermot was commissioned into the Coldstream Guards in 1913. A year later, his regiment was sent to France at the outbreak of the First World War. His letters home provide brief glimpses of his life there. September 5th, 1914.
Darling mother, I got your chocolates. Do send some more. It was excellent. I hope the war will soon be over. I long for a bath and a sleep and a good meal.
January 9th, 1915.
We are resting for today. We have 3 days in and 1 day out of the trenches, but we can't stay here long, as so many go sick. The trenches are over our knees. They are so wet. The men's feet get frostbitten. I am all right.
In early February 1915, Dermot excitedly wrote to his mother to tell her that he was expecting some leave.
I have the honour to report that I am about to return on leave. Perhaps with luck, 7 days. Perhaps less. I propose to go straight to London and have at least one awful night. Oh, how I want it, and then, Bluebell, I will visit you in Ireland.
Dermot's home leave does not appear to have materialised. On February 28th, 1915, Dermot wrote to his father.
Darling father, we came back to the trenches today. They were shelling this morning, and I seem to dislike it more each time. I fear my nerve is not as good as it was at the first, but no one else's is either.
While in hospital in France during May 1915, Dermot wrote to his mother expressing his desire to visit Calais. This was not to be. Instead, in one undated letter, Dermot pondered the futility of the war.
It seems a pity we are at war. I am afraid I am a very bad soldier, so all this shooting bores me. I'm not really keen to go on killing, which one must do to finish the war.
Dermot was serving under Colonel Egerton at the Battle of Loos when both were killed on September 29th, 1915. The friend sent an account of their death and burial to Dermot's mother, Elizabeth.
I went down to the chalk pit, a weird place. There were a few broken houses by the road, full of wounded men appealing for water and for drugs to ease their pain. Dermot and Egerton were in a dugout. As they came out, a big shell burst right in the doorway, killing them instantaneously. We buried them west of the wood in a field. It was a most pathetic sight. The guns were roaring the whole time. It was dark when the stretcher bearers brought them to the graves, but the ground was lit by rockets. Woodhouse read the service for Egerton. Father Knapp read the service over Dermot.
Dermot and Egerton were buried in two separate graves, side by side.
Hey! Hey, come get some.